This year's South Dakota riot-boosting bill was introduced early in the session, unlike last year, and by all appearances, House Bill 1117 had completed the last leg of its journey to the governor's desk. The state Senate voted overwhelmingly on Thursday, March 5th, to pass it. But earlier in the day, a Senate committee passed Riot Boosting Part 2, starting that bill on a new journey. Now the legislature will have to consider that new bill in both houses by the end of day Monday, which is the last day for bills to pass both chambers. Senator Lee Schoenbeck brought the new bill before the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee on Thursday morning. He introduced it as an amendment to House Bill 1199, whose title indicated it had to do with electric utilities in an annexed area. The committee agreed to move discussion to the bottom of the agenda. When HB 1199 came up, Schoenbeck stepped up to testify and noted the room had emptied.
Just about everybody left. Apparently this isn't as interesting.
Turns out House Bill 1199 had been gutted and now contains an amendment to the riot-boosting bill. Schoenbeck notes the new bill cleans up problems with language.
It does away with the phrase riot-boosting, which was a locally created phrase that doesn't have a history in the law, and instead it talks about incitement to riot.
He says the second part now establishes civil penalties for incitement rather than boosting. Senator Jeff Monroe is disappointed with the process, saying the replacement bill should be somewhat germane to what it's replacing, and Schoenbeck responds.
I don't see any way that this compares with electrical companies. Can you explain that?
It's an energy policy bill, like the other one was. How's that?
House Bill 1199 passed the committee by a vote of 5-1 and has to clear both chambers by the end of day Monday. The initial bill, House Bill 1117, passed the Senate on a vote of 27-8 and heads to the governor's desk. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.